Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, August 12th. Welcome back from the weekend. I'm trying to organize my thoughts because I'm a little upset because the guest's not here and another flake out. So, but I am joined by the very nice Fernanda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're just so nice. Were you born that way?
I think it's a Brazilian thing. People in Brazil they're just happy and nice.
Yeah.
It was a shock for me coming from Brazil and moving to D.C., I'll tell you that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where you moved to D.C.?
Yeah.
Why did you move to D.C.?
So my dad got a job at a bank called IDB, International Development Bank, and we moved with him.
Oh, okay.
But I had only been to California, and I thought America was California.
Yeah, right.
So when I arrived, I was like, I'll move to America. When I arrived at D.C., it was a culture shock.
Really?
I'm sure. People are just not happy. And
really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's all politics there. You know, it's a city full of bullshit.
Everything is serious.
Yeah,
It's changed throughout the years. Like, I arrived in 2001, right after we had, you know, the September 11th.
9/11,
and then
right.
A bunch of stuff. But, yeah, I like California better. People here smile.
Really? They do, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay. Because in L.A., not everybody thinks people are nice here, you know? I mean, I don't mind it, you know? Some people are, like, into their own thing. But, yeah, in general, there's a lot of nice people here.
You know, I
meet a lot of people every day. And a lot of nice people. L.A.'s got a bad rep, but, you know.
I think California in general. I remember when I first arrived, I moved to San Diego. And I remember, like, I was going up on the elevator, and it opened, and then somebody came in and said, "Good morning." And I was like, "Oh, my God." They addressed me. They looked at me in the eye.
Really?
Yeah, different than D.C. D.C., nobody looks at you. If you go to, like, McDonald's or whatever to order a meal, they're like, "What do you want?"
Really?
And you're like, "I apologize for being here."
Yeah, for existing,
being alive. I'm so sorry, to make you work. But I think things have changed. The city has become a lot like younger city, hippie, you know, hippish. Like.
Yeah. And how long did you live there in D.C.?
I lived there a year and a half.
Mm.
Then I moved to San Diego, went to community college in San Diego, and then I moved to L.A. And I've been in L.A. since 2005.
Cool.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I have no complaints.
Hmm. Hold on. I'm looking at the message. Okay, let me just tell her, never mind. He was in an accident, she says.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay.
Okay. Let me just tell her it's not a problem. We'll reschedule or something, you know, because I don't want him to be under pressure.
Yeah.
To have to come here.
Oh, my God, yeah. What if he's injured?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. A lot of shit has happened lately.
Yep.
And, I almost killed myself the other day. I was telling people, I still can't believe I got away from it. I had a fireball in my face. So I'm extremely happy about that. I have... I don't think I told you this, but I have a niece, well, through marriage. She's a niece of my ex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she got involved in a car accident, not even driving. She was double parked in front of our house, and she was unloading groceries, and a car hit her and pinned her against her car, and, you know, her legs are crushed 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so now she's in... surgery this morning, and they might have to amputate part of one leg.
Oh, my God.
Which is, can you imagine how, I mean, this is like obviously life-changing. You become a cripple, a disabled person.
Right.
You know?
And all you were doing just taking groceries out of your
car. Right. You weren't even driving or anything, you know?
You weren't being irresponsible.
And it was a hit and run, too. He took off, too.
You're kidding.
No. But that doesn't really matter. I don't know, but does it really matter? I mean, he already ruined their life, so.
Well, what's shocking to me, again, is like, how can somebody do that and run away?
Right.
Like, what kind
of human freak out. Yeah, they freak out. At the spur of a moment, I think people are like, fuck, I'm not going to jail. Let me get the hell out of here. So, I don't know, man, but it won't end good if he completely.
Well, let's send her. Yeah. Healing thoughts and hopefully.
I know. It's like she's crying all the time and upset all the time, as you can imagine.
Oh, my God, of course.
They've been trying to save her leg, her foot, but it's not happening. So in one of them, she doesn't have any sensation,
2 weeks.
And hospitals are just extremely depressing,
Yes.
But it'll definitely set you straight. If you're like ever depressed about your life, go to a hospital, see what the fuck's going on there.
Yeah.
You'll be happy about your life, I'm telling you.
A friend of mine, not to say any more devastating stories, but last week, my friend's mom, we don't know what happened, but either her foot got stuck in the accelerator or the accelerator had a malfunction or something. But she ran through a wall in a parking lot. I have the video. In a parking lot in Brazil. And I guess they didn't build it very well. She
right.
went through it, like, it's no big deal.
Really?
And then flew down 10 feet and fell backwards. She's alive right now in the hospital.
Yeah.
But her entire back has been broken.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, they took out a couple organs that you don't really need. I mean, she's stable right now, but it's also where we've been praying. This whole week was kind of weird. I was, like, praying for her.
That's terrible, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to have a chef today, but he's not showing up. We could have learned a lot about cooking and all that. But not that I'm
excited.
A big fan of cooking. I don't cook. I like to eat. No, I'm not a cook type of guy. I mean, I make like steak and stuff like that, but that's about it,
Well, steak is hard to make. People take it for granted, but it's hard to make a good steak.
Right.
Taste good.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Have the right. Well, the first thing is get a ribeye. Don't eat any other steak other than ribeye.
Oh, really? Is that the key?
That's the key. Other steaks are just like, they either are not tasty, they don't have enough fat, or they're tough, the meat is tough, or something like that, Here you get a juicy steak, it tastes best. There's a little, sometimes there's a bone, sometimes there's fat, and it gives it the flavor,
What do you season
it with? So I was able to learn. I don't season it with anything. I just
salt?
Put it, not even that. I put
really?
The salt when I eat, after the fact.
Oh.
Yeah, I just don't put anything on it. I like the natural taste of it.
In Brazil, meat is a big thing. They season it with rock salt.
Mm.
And I guess the rock salt doesn't really melt that much. It just gives it gives it the perfect flavor. We did actually a brisket in my house yesterday, and it turned out good. We have a smoker now. it just takes 1,000 hours to make the
really?
Thing. Yeah. I like when we bought it, I was like, this is a great idea. Now I'm like, you have to like babysit the thing for like 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. But it turned out great. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant that you go
to? I don't have one.
No.
I don't know. We just go all over the place. Yeah. Not really any favorite ones, I do like Brazilian foods, though sometimes we go to those meat places and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been in years, but.
I don't have the stomach to eat that much meat anymore.
Really?
I feel like we used to, in Brazil, it's a Sunday thing that we do. It's like you wake up, you don't eat a lot, for breakfast.
Right.
And then you go to the churrascaria and you spend 4 or 5 hours there.
Right.
So like a whole table, a lot of people eating. You eat a little bit throughout the 5 hours. But yeah, I don't think I can do that anymore.
Yeah,
too much meat.
Yeah,
overdose of meat.
Yeah, I can eat a lot of meat, but last night I went biking. I lost my. I put my AirPods on the Apple earphones.
And
I get home and the case is gone. Must have fallen out of my pocket.
Where did you go biking?
Like near my house, but I couldn't. I was too tired to ride again all that distance to look for it,
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I just took my car. I drove, at least on the streets that I was riding. I was also riding on a bike path, which I didn't check again, but it was probably there.
Yeah.
So I just said, fuck it, you know, $80 to buy just a freaking charging case.
No, thank you.
Yeah. But they're good. They're worth it.
They
Let me tell you, I'm so dependent on them now.
Really?
Yeah. Because just the fact it doesn't have wires is a major thing.
See, but that freaks me out a little bit. Because I am a little worried about radiation. Mm. And that's like just another thing that's like really close to our ears, which is close to our brain. And I'm just like, how much radiation is going to my head?
Right. But do you see anybody dying of radiation from ear pods?
We don't know. I mean, if you get a brain cancer, are you going to assimilate it to that? Or are you going to...
I don't know. I don't think you'll associate it with that, but maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, it's like you tap on it and you can talk to Siri and stuff. So
really?
Yeah. So you can say anything, you know. I mean, it's really cool. You want to call somebody, you don't have to take the phone out. You just double tap, you say, you know, call this, and they call, and the phone calls.
All right.
Yeah. So I think it's worth it. I don't know. What do I know, right? But but the fact that it doesn't have the wires, I think, is a major thing. So, but they have competing ones now too. So I guess people can get different ones.
Yeah.
But, I was going to get like a generic case and I thought, you know, then I'll be sorry, you know, trying to save $20 or something.
It will ruin the whole thing.
Either that or it's just not going to work or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, and Apple knows that. That's why they charge you $80 for that.
But wait, the charging thing costs $80?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because you put the earpods or the AirPods in that case, in the charger.
And then you connect it to the...
No, you don't connect... Well, to charge it, you connect it. Yeah. But when you take it with you, it's just the case for the...
Yeah.
And it charges the earphones too. So, without it, it's worthless, you know.
That's
crazy. So $80 just for that. And Apple knows you need that.
They have us by the balls.
I know. But I was thinking, at least I lost it and I kept the earphones. If not, I would have had to buy the whole thing.
Yeah.
If the earphones were inside the thing.
Yeah.
But it probably wouldn't have fallen if I hadn't taken them out in the middle of the ride. I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, I started riding a bike now because I feel I don't do a lot of movement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like on my feet all the time. I move around here, but you need to really work out your legs, you know?
You do.
Because we sit so much.
Yeah.
It's just not very... Very good. I don't know.
I was listening to a podcast about, they call it the blue zones, where people that live a long time, and they, you know, they live in these blue zones. And people that live over 100 years without any diseases. And they were trying to figure out why that is. And the scientists said that they move every 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
During the day. Yeah. They're constantly moving. They're constantly doing stuff with their body, but they don't work out and they don't diet.
Yeah.
So... Technically, we're doing everything wrong.
Right. You just got to live, you know? Just got to live.
And most of them drink red wine.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so there you go. But who wants to live to 100? I don't.
I don't either. You know? I actually know two. I have these two friends that one is 103.
Yeah.
The other one is 104.
Wow.
They're my exes. Grandparents, and I just kept them for
myself. You borrowed them.
I tell people I didn't ask for alimony, I just asked for his grandparents.
That's nice.
And they're the sweetest thing, and they're over 100, and grandma is like in bed and can't really move anymore, and it's like...
Yeah, who wants to live like that?
I mean, her mind is still sharp.
Right.
Like, she knows everything that's going on and remembers more things than I do. But why... No, it's not necessary to live that long.
Yeah. I don't know. My mom is pretty much bedridden, and she's only 80, you know, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She was almost dead. I mean, she like a month ago, she was half dead already.
Really?
My brother came from China, so we can make arrangements already. We were counting our inheritance.
She's like, no, and then she wakes up. That's funny.
You know, I mean, they brought a hospice service. There was a nurse with her.
Wow.
Just saying, we're only here to make sure they're comfortable in their last days, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like we're here to speed it up or slow it down. It's just
so that they're not in pain.
Yeah, before you know it, she wakes up one day and she's like back to her old self. We're like, okay.
When it's not your time.
Yeah,
your
exactly. Time. She wasn't ready yet. Maybe she was chicken and afraid. I don't know. But she came out of the hospital. She wasn't in great shape at all, you know. And the reason we thought she was dying is because she started being really withdrawn the way my dad had been, like, the previous year before he passed. So we sort of, like, got familiar with how people look and behave, you know. But, like
now
I said, she
back
came
to
back
normal?
From the dead, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does she know where she is and everything?
Yeah, yeah, she's totally aware.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm like pushing 60, and I thought to myself today, I thought, you know, I mean, I love life and everything, mm-hmm. but if something happened it's, to me today, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
I've lived most of my life.
Yeah.
It's like I'm really thinking there's not much to look forward to that you haven't done yet.
Right.
It's serious, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, I hope to live another... What, if I'm 60? Yeah, till about 80.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years, that's not a lot of time. But if mm-hmm. something happens, it happens, you know? What can I do?
I think as long as you're living a healthy life. I have a friend of mine, her mom just went through dementia, and that's no way to go.
Right.
I feel like if, you know, hopefully.
But you don't know if you live, if you eat healthy and stuff, if you're going to have comfortable, you know, When you get old, you know, you won't have it easier necessarily when you get old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think being healthy is overrated, but what do I know,
it
right?
It could be. We don't know anything.
No,
we
I'm
really
kidding.
Don't. No, but I mean, there's these two grandparents that I'm telling you, they are 100. I think grandma's 103 and grandpa just turned 104. She eats mainly sweets, never drinks water. Like she drinks like a little bit per day, and they never go to the doctor.
Really?
They're afraid of going to the doctor, so they don't take medicine, nothing.
Yeah,
and they've lived this long, you know, without any no cancer, no nothing.
Right.
So what do I like? What do we know?
Yeah,
I try to be healthy. I'm on a diet right now, and it's driving me crazy. But you know,
yeah,
we do what
no,
we
you
can.
Gotta watch what you eat. I mean, your body's your own. You only have one body, you know.
Right.
It's like your temple. I mean,
it's all you have.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
I tell people, like, you don't have anything else. If your body goes, you go.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You know, go to a hospital and see how lucky you are that you don't have to be in there.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So what do you think of that Jeffrey Epstein suicide? Is that like something that...
That's sounding so shady.
Right?
Because apparently that night, they're saying, I just saw this, I hope this is correct. That night, the guards that were in suicide watch didn't check on him that night.
Right.
How is that possible?
I don't know how that's possible. I mean, this is what they're supposed to do. They
right.
only have one thing to do,
right.
watch the motherfucker.
Right.
You know?
There's a high-profile person in there. You know he's about to, like, he can kill himself any minute.
Right.
And, yeah, that whole thing is so shady. This whole... kids sex trafficking thing,
right? Is
I've
that
heard
all...
it's bigger than we imagine,
right?
And it's
right.
scary.
We'll see how many people are going to be exposed from this scandal, you know.
Well, that's the thing, though, is are they going to be exposed now that he's dead?
I think so, because if they continue to investigate,
yeah
they'll
I
come
really
up with a lot
so.
Of stuff.
I really hope
it's
so.
Not that they really need him to tell them anything, but a lot of people are connecting this with the Clintons. I don't know, but they have. They were friends of his, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, apparently a lot of people went to his... He has a private island somewhere in the middle of South America. I mean, Central America. And apparently that's where he just took girls after girls after girls. The thing that drives me crazy is that he had women get these girls for him.
Yeah.
And for me, like, to see another woman do that...
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, what kind of person are you?
Right. Well, it shows you not only men are
right. Not
assholes,
only men are
you know?
Assholes. No.
Yeah, but
I think women
when it comes to money,
worse,
yeah,
if they decide to,
a lot of the that's what I hear. A lot of the prostitution of like you know they take advantage of like Asian women that come here mm-hmm. and Russian and all that. And they take advantage of them. And it's usually women, you know, mm-hmm. that run those massage parlors.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as a foreign coming mm-hmm. to a different country, if
right.
you don't know the language, you don't know the rules, somebody takes out your pass, because that's what they do. They say that they're going to have, like, a modeling gig in a country, in LA or whatever. And then right. they bring them here. They take their passport away.
Right.
And then they make them into sex trafficking. And yeah. it's like, what do you do?
Right.
To get out of that?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be very careful.
Yeah, they take advantage of them, and that's a terrible thing. I mean, I've seen movies where or TV shows where they do investigative reporting, and you see guys waiting for girls to get off the bus or the airplane or something to already like approach them and and make them into slaves, whatever they do. You know, it's terrible.
I did a short film back in the day. It was like many years ago, and we did a research, and it was like at that time, I want to say 10 years ago, the number was like 200,000 people are right now
right.
a victim of sex trafficking from a different country at that time. Right now, I have like, it's probably in the millions.
Yeah.
And it's like, how is this not taken care of? Like, right. how are we yeah. allowing this to happen?
People don't, yeah. I don't know, man, but I just don't understand. A grown man needing little girls, you know what I mean?
I don't understand.
Where did you fucking get stuck in your childhood that you need that, you know?
I mean,
on what planet is that like something that's like desirable, you know, or something like that?
It
I mean,
makes no sense.
Yeah, wouldn't you want like a real woman, a grown woman? That you
they
can
look like babies. Like right. you see a 14, 15 year old. Like
right.
when
do
I
they
was
know?
15, I thought I was an adult. And right. I was like, nobody can tell me anything. But now I look at 15 year olds and I'm like, you're a baby. Your
right.
face is of a baby. Like you're not right. a woman yet. it's crazy. And
I know they put makeup on and go on Instagram and they want to look older than they are.
I
you know?
Don't get guys that are like, you know, 60s dating a 21-year-old.
Right.
Because it's like, what do you guys talk about?
Yeah, well, it's about the sex. It's more physical, I think, yeah. than anything.
But
because I can't
you get
imagine.
Tired of like, oh my God, I'm going to do an Instagram.
Probably.
Now. You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah. Even in their 30s, they're still like that. You
right.
know I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what people find in that. But look, from the man's perspective, you can understand she's beautiful, she's young, she's
yeah,
this, she's that.
I get
he's
that.
He's going to feel desired and all that.
I
but
get that for two
I know,
weeks,
exactly. But when
like
you sit with
six
her.
6 months, a year,
yeah.
I think somebody, I don't care how pretty they look, it's going to drive them crazy.
Right. No, and it happens. It
yeah.
happens. I've seen it happen where it doesn't last very long and the guy's like, yeah, she's on friggin' Instagram all day, you know, and texting and stuff. Yeah, so, you know, it's...
I don't get it. That, actually, there's pictures of Leo DiCaprio and Sean Penn. And some, like I saw it today, and they were like, oh, there's two guys older with two young girls. And they were like the age gap situation. And I was like, like those guys are brilliant actors.
Right.
And, you know, I imagine they want to be like intellectually stimulated. A little
right,
bit too
right.
and it's like how can you have that with the 20 year old
right
not that they are not smart and amazing women but
right.
I just feel like I would be so bored
yeah
like if you gave me a beautiful model that's 20 years old with like a six pack.
Well but you're not a man you see
I know
men
it's,
think differently
it makes no different I mean it yeah. makes no sense
I mean
us.
The guy would feel very desirable if he you know if he attracted a young girl, but
right.
but the thing is that these young women. I also think somebody said that, but it's because they don't have a lot of demands at that age. You know, give them a couple bucks, you know, to buy their stuff, whatever. They don't expect much, you know.
Okay,
but grown,
I can see that.
Yeah, but women expect to be treated a certain way, and
yeah.
You know, and so forth. So I think that's what those men are attracted to, you know. I don't have to work hard. She'll be happy.
Yeah.
Just give her a couple bucks, you know.
Well,
but there's so much
true.
Around the money. It's unbelievable, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What people will do for money and
it's
stuff,
crazy.
You know. Seems like everybody's got a price, but, you know, I mean, I don't understand. And you see so much of these young women that they're chasing the money, you know? They're chasing the guys with the money.
You know, now there's this thing that I heard in the radio, too, that women, girls, Instagram models,
they'll get invited by like a Saudi prince or something like that to go to Dubai and whatever. And then they bring like 20
girls. I need you
girls.
To talk into the mic more.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
They bring.
No, it's cool. Can you bring it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right there.
This?
No, not that, but.
This.
Yeah, let me do it. Hold on. Because it's like you're not talking to the mic.
Oh.
Turning you off. No, there you go. Okay.
Perfect. It's because I'm so tall.
Yeah, I don't... No, it's just the one before you was so short.
Oh.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, you know, and these.
I just hope if I have a daughter that she doesn't fall for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. She probably won't because you're a different kind of person in the way you would probably raise her, you know?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah. No, you never know. You know, I mean, look, I raised my daughter. We raised her very like pretty and girly and things like this. And now she's like a tomboy. You
is
know?
She?
Yeah. At 30, she's 29.
Yeah. What does she do that's tomboyish?
The way she dresses and everything. And she definitely doesn't dress. She's not into the makeup. And, you know, she's just like. She throws on t-shirts and jeans and stuff like that. So, but whatever rocks her boat, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
As long as
but
they're happy.
What floats her boat?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. There's a song, Rock the Boat.
Yes. Aaliyah. Yeah.
Aaliyah sings Rock the Boat? Because
well,
this was like by a group called The Hue... Connection? No, something like that.
It was, honestly, I think she maybe did a remake of it, but it was...
Probably, right?
Rock the Boat, and the sad part about that is, if I'm not mistaken, the video that she did for that song is the last video.
Oh, really?
It was after she did the video, she flew back, and that's when her plane crashed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, see it here. I didn't realize it. I know it was done by the Hughes Corporation, but that was like in the 70s. But I'm curious to hear the Aaliyah song.
It's
the
a
Aaliyah
good
version
song.
Of it.
It's
yeah.
a good song.
Oh, the song is good. You know, I just wonder what she sings it like, you know?
She was so amazing.
This is a video. There's a lot of remakes out there. No, that's not the same song.
But she says rock the boat.
Right, right. No, it's rock the boat. But it's not the one I was thinking about. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Not nothing big, but what do I know, right?
I like that. Like slow jam.
I know, but listen to what rock the boat should sound like.
Let's hear
it. This is the one that I know, you know?
Wait, I know this one.
Yeah.
So I like the way you got the notion. Said I'd like to
let's rock the boat.
You got the notion. Rock the boat.
Yeah.
Rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. I don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat. I don't rock the boat, baby.
And we get to this from
that.
Whatever floats your boat. Well, whatever. You know, we're learning. We're learning.
always learning.
Did you hear about Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth breaking up?
I'm going to sound so dumb right now, but it crushed me.
Really?
Because the reason why I loved that couple so much was that, and I'm like, usually whatever for people, they can date whoever they want, is that he allowed her to be herself.
Oh.
Because she's kind of like out there, you
yeah
know?
She's a loose cannon,
yeah, and yeah. He allows her to be herself, and he's this down-to-earth Australian dude that like likes to prank her all the time, and it was just like a cute, I don't know, they seemed, you know, we never know what happens
exactly
behind.
We make connections in our minds,
I know,
you know?
I know, they showed us this like beautiful perfect situation and you believe it, but I think that the thing that made me, I mean, their love story started 10 years ago when they
really
they did it. Yeah, they did a movie together. They were casted in a movie together, and then they started dating, and then they broke up. She went a little out there,
right?
You know, did the MTV Music Awards.
That oh, so like, they go back a while.
They go back, and then right. they rekindled their, you know, she had like this lesbian crazy phase, and then she goes back and she's like, I'm still a queer, she says.
Yeah.
I think. And she's like, I just choose to be with him. And right. I just thought that was so cool. I loved seeing them coming back together. And so not only they broke up, but now she's dating
Caitlyn something.
Caitlyn, that's Brody Jenner's ex-wife.
Right.
That just broke up. And they both kind of got married at the same time last year.
Right. And they showed him pictures on the boat.
Yeah.
Kissing.
Yeah.
Two girls kissing. Two hot girls kissing.
Yeah.
I can't see how anybody would not like it. But it's you know, it's unbelievable, man. I asked
my boyfriend if I left him for a girl, if that would hurt less than if I left him for a guy. And he said yes.
Really?
And it's so funny. Like, why? It's the same scenario. You're still alone.
Right. But you don't feel you compete with women. You
right.
know?
Right. But it's I feel like that would be worse because it's like, oh, I can't even.
No, but it's something that you can't help. Look, if she's lesbian, yeah, that's you know true. What? It's not me.
Yeah.
Well, you hope it's not you.
or maybe it is you that drove her so much away that it drove her to be a lesbian.
Exactly. To somebody else's
That's how head. Bad you were. You traumatized her in regards to men so much. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I want people to be happy, whatever they choose to do with their lives. I was crushed, though. I was upset.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because I don't know these people.
I know. You don't really know them.
No. I bought into the fantasy, and my fantasy was crushed. But
Yeah, they met in 2009, you were right.
Yeah.
And the set of the last song.
Yep. And they were so cute. You know, they were kids back then, and they grew up, and they dealt with the fires last year in Malibu. They lost their house.
Right.
She gave a lot of interviews.
Well, you know everything about this. I mean, you pretty much can write the story here on CNN.
It's embarrassing.
I didn't know anything about this.
I do. I follow them. I admire both of them. Yeah. I think she's a great artist.
Yeah.
She can sing and act. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, too, and him and his brother are very hot.
Yeah, that's true. She says, this is funny what she says. I mean, do people really think that I'm at home fucking apron cooking dinner? In a fucking apron cooking dinner. I'm in a hetero relationship, but I'm still very sexually attracted to women. People become vegetarian for health reasons, but bacon is still fucking good, and I know that.
What? Did she just say that today? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. I don't know what she said this, you know?
Well, it's because their lives are so exposed that so many people have their opinion about their lives and tell them, and she's probably feeling a little attacked.
Right.
And it's like, the world right now is so confusing.
I know.
The fact that other people feel the need to attack, like, I'm not going to write to her and tell her my opinion about what she should do with her life.
Right. Yeah. Well, who cares, really? Yeah. Do you really care?
No. I mean, I was upset for a minute, but I was like, oh, hope they're.
Yeah.
What
nobody
can
really
I do?
Cares. Yeah. Do you, so how was your weekend? Do you go on trips sometimes?
We do. We haven't this year. We've been just so busy. I mean, I had a good weekend. I looked at some apartments. I'm looking at moving. Didn't find anything that I love yet.
Yeah.
I hope I will. We did a brisket for 8 hours yesterday.
8 hour brisket.
Oh, and I watched the movie, the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, did you?
Have you seen that movie?
No, I'm dying to see it. What do you think?
I liked it in the sense of I'm a filmmaker. I went to film school, and I can appreciate how brilliant he is as a filmmaker. I have a problem with his violence and the gore of his violence, but I appreciate it still. I think it was a great movie. It's not Quentin Tarantino's movies. They don't make me like want to watch it again.
Right.
You know, it's a one thing, yeah. one time thing for me. Like Forrest Gump, I can watch it any day, all day. I think it's like a feel good movie. But right. Quentin Tarantino movies are like hard to
right.
watch.
Right.
But Leo and Brad Pitt were great. I'm curious.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm curious to see what you think of it.
Yeah. What I want to discuss is the level of violence in movies and
yeah.
in video games because,
yeah.
you know, we keep on blaming everybody else except
right.
the people that actually do the killing and what might have driven them to do that.
Yeah.
And all I can tell you is this. When I look at for action movies on TV mm-hmm. or adventure, every movie has a gun in it. Mm-hmm. So how can Hollywood sit there and preach to the rest of the friggin' world mm-hmm. about guns mm-hmm. when that's all you're preoccupied
you're
with?
You're promoting it.
Promoting it all the time. I mean, you know, when you're like, even in this game Fortnite that
yeah.
everybody's playing, the little yeah. kids, don't they shoot each other
yeah.
too?
So
it's all about shooting, yeah.
yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're a violent society. People don't understand that.
The thing that worries me is that once you see something so much over time, it normalizes in your head.
Yeah, it desensitizes you.
It desensitizes you, and you take away the factor of, like, if that bullet goes into this body, that body stops functioning, and
right.
that life of that person ends.
Right.
Like, that is a heavy, huge thing. It's like, I don't watch these things. I protect my mind from violence like that. I don't
right.
want to see that stuff. And when I do see, I worked on as a stand-in on that movie, Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And so I went to see it because I right. was, you know, I was on set. So I saw the whole thing, and that's the kind of movie I never see.
Yeah.
So this is like a one-time thing. And I was horrified
really?
When I left of how much violence and shooting. And there's like these creatures that come out that are the enemies, but they're being shot. And it's like, oh, that's okay. Like, you keep walking. You shot 5,000 people and just keep walking. Like, it's not a big deal. And it's like, how are we okay with that? And seeing, I saw kids in the theater, you know? I mean, have you heard
watching
of that
this,
Hunger,
right?
Hunger Games?
Yeah, the Hunger Games. Have yeah,
you,
I've
did
heard
you
of
watch
it.
That?
No.
I never watched it until one day I watched like a little part of it. And then I realized it's kids killing kids.
Right.
That's what the movie's about.
Right.
And it's promoted for kids.
I know. And people wonder why people are violent, you know?
I can't.
Let them watch like documentaries and stuff. Look what great people they're going to turn out to
right.
be, you know?
Let's educate them. And
it's all repetitive, you know? It's always yeah. about like vengeance, you know, revenge.
Right, right.
They kill their family
right.
or they kidnapped his daughter and he goes and... And it's usually a Liam Neeson or a Bruce Willis or one
yeah,
of those,
yeah.
you know.
And
it's repetitive, you know. Nuclear devices, this, that,
yeah.
terrorists.
Did you see the Avengers Endgame?
No.
Worst movie I've ever seen
really?
In my entire life.
Really?
My boyfriend made me go see it because he likes those movies. And
right.
I'm just like...
You see, the first Avengers I already didn't like. It turned it off 10 minutes in. And I realized at that point, you know what? I don't like superhero movies
yeah,
anymore.
Me neither. Yeah.
It's just they're all the same,
it's
too.
Silly.
You know, right?
It's like... this is a very unpopular opinion, by the way, that we're having.
Yeah, I know.
People...
Because I love comic books, but the movies, they don't hold my interest. I don't know.
I'm just like, I'm not 12, you know? Like, I'm just like...
But you're not the target market
it.
For it.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely not. But like the whole time I'm watching it, I'm just like, there's not a part... In film school, we learned the phrase, you got to suspend your disbelief. You know,
okay.
In order for you to watch a movie, you got to suspend disbelief.
Right.
I can't suspend my disbelief. I disbelieve, like, I don't believe it the whole time. I'm like, this is fake. This is impossible. This person has three hands. Like, no. Like, why am I here? I rather watch movies about, you know,
It's for young people, for young boys that are nerdish, and that's who it's for, you know? It's not for you.
I know.
Really.
But then that's what you're saying. Like, is it okay for them to be watching
No,
this?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you expose them to too much of that. You can't possibly think that it doesn't affect them, you know?
Right.
People are always quick to say, no, video games don't affect people, but I'm willing to bet you anything that It affects people quite
a... Have they done any, like, in-depth studies?
I don't know. They always tell you that they do, but I don't believe any of that, you know?
Well, it's video games, I just heard, it's a $50 billion industry.
Right.
They surpassed last year or this year the movies industry.
Right, yeah.
And I have a nephew in Brazil that's addicted to Fortnite. My sister has to, like, negotiate hours. He has to win, you know, it's a nightmare. His vision has gone down because of it, because he's so much in it. And then I was like, well, maybe he should let him play and let him be part of the industry, because it's a $50 billion industry. I just don't think it's healthy for your mind. Right. I think kids and people are supposed to be outside interacting.
Yeah.
And conversing. And
I know. Well, we go more into virtual worlds, and I don't know. It sounds kind of scary and depressing to me when I'm thinking of the future, you know? But I'm grateful. Yeah. I only have about 20, 25 years.
Don't say that. You don't know.
Well, I do.
You don't know. If you keep biking, you might get to 90.
I don't know. I don't want to get to 90, goddamn. I'm tired already, you know? I mean, my God, you work every day for all these years and stuff. You just want to relax, you know? I was ready for retirement in Oregon, and then everything fell through, you know? So I guess if you're not ready, you're not ready.
Yeah.
But
what would be your ideal retirement? Would it be the Oregon?
Well, the Oregon thing, you know, like,
well, maybe it'll happen lake, sooner than
on the lake and near beach, and that's what I need. Well, maybe it'll happen soon.
Do you like traveling? Like, do you like going to countries or?
Yeah, I do, but I've grown weary of flying that much anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't enjoy flying that much.
Yeah.
And I like road trips, so I'm thinking of doing more road trips in different states, you know. And rather than spend a few days just getting there, you fly there and then you take a car and you do a road trip in that state.
Nice.
You know, because, if I want to go to Oregon, take me 3 days to get there and 2 days to come back or something, you know. So, I found that's a good way to travel. You get to see a lot of nature and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've traveled quite a bit. I was in many countries, so I'm not that, like, fascinated by it or anything.
Yeah.
Now it's more like, get me to nature, because here all we have is concrete and cars and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I heard that actually there are some nice places here. I mean, it takes about 3 hours to get there, so nothing's really close.
Right.
But there's a Lake Isabella and Kern River, which is about 3 hours from here, but it looks amazing.
Really?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go there. About 2.5-3 hours. It's near the Sequoia National Park.
I love the Sequoias.
Yeah, so in that area, and you can camp right on the river. So,
do you like camping? Are you a camper?
I am, but I never camp. I like it. I like the idea, but I don't do it.
I just can't find places.
Yeah, but I can't find great places to do it. Yeah.
Do you have like a tent and everything?
I bought one. I never used it.
Oh, okay. So you're the pretend
camper.
It
was either too hot or too cold, you know?
Yeah.
Always an excuse why not to go.
I'm not a camper. No way. My boyfriend is.
Yeah.
You see,
it's fun, but you gotta...
He loves it, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta try it. Plus, you can glam it, too, you know?
Like, if you can give me a hot shower, I'm in.
Well, in campsites, they have showers.
Yeah, but apparently it's not hot.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
no, it's gotta be.
I could also do an RV.
Right.
Like,
RV is easier, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I think RV would be fun. I'm also a little worried about bears. Like, they could just pick your tent up and just, like, shake it off and you come out of it. You
watch it too many movies, I think.
No, I mean,
it doesn't quite happen like that, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have a peaceful night of sleep in a tent. I think I would be freaking out a little bit. But I like the idea, too.
And RVs are cool. There's no question about it. But I think a tent for a couple nights would be unforgettable.
We have the what is it, VW combis, the van.
Okay.
From 19...
Really?
The old ones? Yeah, from
1971. Right.
Her name is Sunny.
Well, so, she has a name.
Yeah.
Okay.
He bought it from these hippie people in
Portland. It's a funny story. Actually, I don't know the whole story, but it's like the guy's name was Medicine Man, and and the wife was like something crazy like that too. And they were really happy because my boyfriend has long hair, so they thought he was a hippie. And he's actually like a corporate guy, like nothing hippie about him. And they were like, oh, we're so happy because Sonny's going to be in good hands, and please take care of our baby. So we have Sonny, and so we could sleep inside of Sonny, and we've talked about doing that. But
that's true. Yeah.
I'm always, it never works out.
Doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Oh well, the one idea day. Is good.
Yeah.
You can think about it more and more.
We stayed in a treehouse once.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, in Airbnb, you can find like different kind of houses. We stayed in a treehouse at the Redwoods, which was pretty cool. There was like a big redwood coming through the tree.
Really?
I mean, the house.
The house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, see, that's what I need, man. I need some peace of mind.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in the meantime, we work, bust our asses, and do what we have to do, but that's what life's about, you know?
So I have a question for you. Did you go to school for radio?
No.
No, you just picked up one day and started doing
it? Yeah, yeah.
Just your talent, just, your natural.
I don't know if it's talent, but yeah,
it is.
I kind of grew into it, you know. But yeah, I mean, I felt I could entertain, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're out of time. I got a lot to do anyway, so I got to run out of here. Fernanda, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for the guest that flaked. We always like that here. Seems to be happening quite a bit. Ruining my show,
He's being sarcastic, guys.
Yeah. But
not nice.
Yeah, but there's always good reasons, but none of them are good enough for me.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, that's what happens, and that's reality and whatever. And Fernanda, thank you again. Everybody have a great day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.